Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Bad People by Craig Warwick, published by Underbelly Books in 2020. Today's book is all about kidnapping, ghosts from the past, and strange practices. Palmer is an ex-cop turned successful crime writer. He's visiting the small Yorkshire village of Stormy Hill for a break from London and to do a little digging into the mystery of the missing children and hopefully solve his writer's block. In the past 3 years, three children have disappeared from a place called Hanging Lee without a trace or any suspects. Tom Nolan is the local detective obsessed with solving the Hanging Lee children's case before another child goes missing. He's turned his house into a situation room covered in all his extra investigations, and yet he's at a loss. And now his boss wants him to babysit Palmer and show him around the site where it happened. Slade is a cleaner at the local primary school. Gentle and neurodivergent, he notices strange things, a lingering presence, gory gifts left on the primary school grounds, and a sense of dread. He does his best to hide away the odd things he sees and feels, because he's worried about upsetting the children. But when another child goes missing, despite her mother's compulsive attempts to protect her, Nolan is of course desperate to prevent another murder. But this time round, Palmer and Slade find themselves involved in ways they never expected. Is it a mistake, or are they somehow connected to the crime? Bad People is a very dark police procedural filled with gore and trauma and child kidnappings. The usual police investigation is taken to a whole nother level of creepiness and horror. Tom Nolan is the seasoned local cop, a loner, and very protective of his town in his own gruff way. He's resistant to Palmer's intrusion on the village and fears he'll upset the locals and interfere with the investigation. Palmer is stuck with his writing and arrogant in his alleged attractiveness to women. But he has his own dark past, an event when he was a policeman which led to him leaving the force, and a suspect who haunts him to this day. Now, the slightly strange but harmless Slade is exactly the type of scapegoat who's often blamed for crimes against children, and are red with dread waiting for the finger to be pointed at him. But his involvement is slightly different. The crime is also connected to a cult with strange religious artifacts, belief systems, and icons. Below the surface of this Yorkshire village on the same moors where Hindley and Brady killed in the 1960s, there are different bad people on a mission to complete their twisted plans. Now, this is the first in a series of three Tom Nolan novels, and the ending left me curious. Rather than spelling everything out, there's plenty of room for the reader to draw their own conclusions, which is always fun. So if you like troubled writers, obsessed cops, religious fervour, haunted pasts and close-knit community, you might like Bad People by Craig Warwick. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.